transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-448-6565.
Broadcasting live, it's the only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight. Computer America, hosted by Knight Ridder columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world, and we run computers. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live@computeramerica.com.
Hello, and welcome into Hour 2 of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman. My co-host near the other coast, Kerry Holtzman.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So dramatic.
Well, yeah. You know, this is a dramatic show. Yeah, a lot of dramatic things going on here. If you missed the first hour, we had Kingston on. Remember the Kingston Trio? My favorite, one of my favorite.
Man, groups. Are you old.
Oh, man, it was a great singing group. You know, it was a... You know.
The Kingston Trio, is that where they like the Beastie Boys?
Oh, God.
There's like three of them.
Yeah, the Kingston Trio.
They were a trio.
Yeah. They had some really good songs, too. I'm trying to remember some of the songs that they have. Like, I'm blacking out. I'll remember them in a minute.
See, there's that age showing up again.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, if you missed the first hour, as I said, you could listen to it on our podcast, because we're now number 2 on the top 20 at Podcast Bunker. It's still a wonderful position to be in. We're thrilled about that. And also want to thank so many of our listeners who listen to podcasts overseas. Speaking of overseas.
Like Tom Dooley.
Yeah, hang down your head.
He's
Dooley.
That's your Kingston Trio. And also one of our listeners, by the way, Tom Dooley. Hi,
really?
Tom. Just want to say hi out there, Tom.
Okay. But he's not going to die. Poor boy, you're about to die. That's what the song is about. He's going to hang him. boy, you're just throwing me all off here tonight.
That's my job. I'd like
yes,
to keep you on
you
your toes.
You do it so well. You know, this is why.
Well, sometimes I end up actually tripping you. I'm just trying to keep you on your toes. It's not intentional.
Yeah. Well.
Don't want you to be bored.
Well, I'm not.
Just trying to keep it lively.
It is. Constantly.
Okay.
Constantly. By the way, I just want to mention to us that some exciting things are happening in the beginning of June. Actually, the May 31st show, we're going to have a guest on here who's going to introduce a new, promotion for our buddy list, right, where they're going to be contributing prizes every week. So in addition to the Logitech prize that the buddy list winner wins, we'll also be getting a prize from this company. Two prizes, right. To win.
Not one, but two.
That's right, two, which is much better than one. And we'll
twice as many.
Yes, that's right, double. And that's all coming on May 31st. We'll have them on the show, introduce it, and the new promotion. And we're thrilled to have them. And we'll. But again, you see, this is a great reason for you to be on the buddy list. In addition to all the prizes you can win every single week, you get the show reminder, and you get all that. Walter Schwen, by the way, wins the Logitech LX7 cordless optical mouse valued at $40. Congratulations to Walter. He's our buddy list winner of the week. So don't forget to subscribe at ComputerAmerica.com on the left-hand side there. Just go for it. Do it.
1959.
Mm. All right.
Kingston Trio.
Mm-hmm. There you
1959.
Go. Mm-hmm.
How old does that make Craig? I'm just going to get a calculator out. I can't do that
kind
of math in my head.
I didn't say when I've heard it.
What?
Here's a quote for you. Find answers, not just lists of links. That's what my guest says when it comes to searching the internet for answers. The knowledge of mankind doubles every 1 or 2 years. Do you realize that? That means every year or two, half of what we know is obsolete. I remember when it was like every 7 years, every 8 years. It's just time is accelerating. The speed keeps increasing. Right now, every 1 or 2 years, half of what we know is obsolete. Our knowledge doubles. So how does one cope with this unbelievably huge mass of data? Well, thank goodness we have the internet. But, you know, how can you find the very document you're looking for? How does one find the answer to a question? Well, you're going to hear about something called Devon Agent as a solution if you are tired of clicking hundreds of links, you know, delivered by things like Google or Yahoo or other search engines, just to find out that a lot of the links are either outdated, they're broken, or lead to junk pages, you know, that type of thing. Devin Agent communicates with the search engines, so it digs through all the results for you and gives you only those documents that are really worth reading. Even better, it summarizes the accumulated knowledge and presents you with a list of the most important topics and something called an interactive mind map. We're going to find out about this as well. This is a better way to search. Here to explain it all to us is Eric Bonish-Folkman. Eric is the president of Devin Technologies. Eric, welcome into Computer America. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Or as we say, good morning.
Good morning to
yes,
you.
Well,
yes,
well, I suppose it could be.
Yes, and by the way, for our listeners, Eric is in is it Stuttgart, Germany?
Stuttgart?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. In the south of Germany.
Yeah, let me hear you pronounce it.
It's Stuttgart.
I was right!
Oh,
Stuttgart!
No.
Oh, I was totally right! Stuttgart, you say? Yeah, actually, absolutely. I was right.
Okay. There it is. I'm human.
Yeah, and Terry is big enough to admit when he's wrong, too. I have to say that.
Some people were thinking I was a robot, but you see, I'm human.
All right.
I thought I knew what there was to know about Germany, but there you go.
So tell us now. First of all, Devin Technologies, how long have you been around, and tell us a little bit about the company.
Well, we've been around now for more than 4 years. We started, like all the others, in a garage or more a basement. And we started when we researched a little bit about artificial intelligence. The founder of the company, Christian Grunberg, he made some experiments because he was working on a Windows PC, actually, for a company who does exactly that, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And then he found out maybe he could do better and started to begin to make some little applications just for demonstration purposes. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, then we began to build a company upon all that.
Okay. So you actually make several different products that we're going to talk about. Devin Agent, which I was in my introduction, actually is one of only several. You have Devin Think. You have Devin Note. You have a number of different products that you offer. But I think we're going to focus on Devin Agent. Is that sort of like the central product for your company?
Yes, definitely. We have the two key products are Devin Think and Devin Agent. And Devin Agent is the one we have just released in the 2.0 release in March. Devin Agent is exactly what you explained. You just did all the interview for me.
Well, it's been great having you on the show.
Devin Agent actually does, it does exactly that what a human web surfer would do when you search the internet. So you would go to Google, you would enter your query, and then get a long list of links and click all on these. Sure. And then find out they are outdated, they're, as you said, or error pages. And this is what Devin Agent actually does. It comes with 130 plugins or interfaces for different search engines, from the simple Google to blog search engines, picture search engines, medical stuff, for lawyers, whatever. And you can even make your own if you want.
For lawyers, you mean like LexisNexis type of thing or what?
Yes. These interfaces are XML files that describe how the search engines work. So you can create your own plugin that connects to whatever weird search engine you're using.
Okay, that's interesting. All right.
So, and then it will send the query to all these search engines that you've selected and get all the links back, click on all these links, visit all the links, and then sort it out for you. Sort out all. This is an error page. There's the timeout. Or this page does only contain junk. Or doesn't even match the query because it's outdated.
See, that's amazing to me right there, Eric. I mean, you just said a mouthful. I mean, you just said something that is obviously right down in the heart of what goes to artificial intelligence, being able to look at something and know and make an intelligent decision about, you know, is this something that's going to be of interest or not. Obviously, timeouts, well, you can sort of understand how that's working. If a page times down, it doesn't, or if it's a bad link. But the fact that you go to a website and you look at it and find out whether this is relevant to what the search is, I mean, that's pretty hard. That's very hard to do. How do you go about doing that?
In the first place, we do it the simple way. We simply ask, or we look on a page for the search words and find out, do they really match the query? So if you type something on Google or on MSN or wherever, You can get outdated pages. Maybe
sure.
Google has indexed that page 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the page has changed in the meantime. So it's pretty easy to find out, does this still match the query or doesn't it? But then we have also a variety of techniques to find out, is this advertisement or is this just a junk page with hundreds of words, like search words, keywords, designed to fool search engines. And then we sort them out. This is the first thing. Then we come to the artificial intelligence in the second.
Okay. All right. In other words, this is just the normal stripping out, and then you come down to the heart of the artificial intelligence. Okay, go on.
Yes. In the heart of artificial intelligence, we try to find out which words are relevant to this page. It's a neural network that will try to determine what is the purpose or what is the what are the key words of this document, and then give us only those where the signal is high enough, where the search words are important enough, and these are sorted out on a second screen. There an agent is separated into three screens.
Mm-hmm.
One is called the log. It's simply the list of all pages you don't have to look at. So mm-hmm. this is the front page. Then there's the pages list, which gives you the list of links, like all the search engines also do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a compiled list of all the search engines you queried in
right.
one run. So you can ask 10 search engines
That's
at
very
once.
Nice.
And
yeah.
you get a compiled list of all mm-hmm. the links and mm-hmm. with our own rating. And then you have the digest tab, and this is where the AI comes in. And it gives you a list of keywords that are extracted from the pages. You can click on these keywords, mm-hmm. and then you get a nice graphic and all the summary.
It sounds like Devin is doing it's like a meta search engine, really, is what it is you're doing, because you're checking other search engines all at the same time, which is the heart of what a meta search does. But what I wanted to ask you was, just like when you have a junk mail filter on an email reader, there's always the concern that the intelligent agent or the filter, whatever you're using, might miss something, or it might make a mistake, or it might discount something that actually is important to you. In a spam filter, it might filter out a piece of important mail that thinks it's spam, but it really isn't. I mean, after Devin finds all these things, how do I know that it hasn't missed something that of importance?
Two ways of doing that. First, you can fine-tune your settings. So the AI isn't completely automatic. It has a lot of settings, so you can,
okay.
if you're really unsure if it does what you want, you can switch off the junk filter. That's pretty easy. So
okay.
then you will be alone with the AI, which
sure.
gives you all the topic lists and all the summaries.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, there's the log page the list of all the pages
sure.
it has sorted out. So it won't throw them away for you.
Exactly. So you can see
them, and you can mm-hmm. go through it and say, oh, no, here Devin H was wrong.
Okay,
that's
so you can actually see the path that it took, which is good. So you can actually go back and kind of look through it again and kind of see how it got to the place that it finally took you to. That's good.
Sure.
We've got a little break here. I know Carrie's got some questions for you, too. This is the Computer America Show on the Business and Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks. Back after this.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-422-0190 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-422-0190. 1-800-422-0190. If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-433-9916. 1-800-433-9916. 1-800-433-9916.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Girk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-888-565-8056. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-888-565-8056. 1-888-565-8056.
If you're a man or woman concerned about your hair loss, listen up. Follicare, a leading hair growth product, just got even better. Our 94.5% satisfaction rate just wasn't good enough, so we went back to work and created an even better product.
I have tried other products and had no success. I can honestly say that Follicare is head and shoulders above the rest. It's great. If you're balding, I'd recommend this to anybody.
Follicare works so well because it's a unique, patented, 4-in-1 product that addresses all the major causes of hair loss, not just one or two. Follicare provides over 50 botanical ingredients and nutrients, plus the only topical solution approved by the FDA to grow hair.
I feel like I'm 18 again with all this hair on my head. I feel good about myself. I'm a much more confident person.
Look better and regain your confidence with Follicare, a proven product with more key ingredients than competitors, yet it costs about half as much. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed.
Call 800-301-7629. That's 800-301-7629. Again, 800-301-7629.
When you settled your case and agreed to wait for payments on a strict schedule, it seemed like a good plan. You'd get future payments to meet future needs. Then your life changed. You need a place to live. You need to pay bills. You need to care for your family now. You agreed to wait years, but things have changed. You need your money now. That's where Novation can help. Instead of waiting years to collect insurance settlement money, call Novation at 800-463-4072. That's 800-463-4072.
Novation got me the cash I needed when I needed it.
Call us toll-free at 800-463-4072. That's 800-463-4072.
Novation delivered.
You don't have to wait years to collect your insurance settlement money. Call Novation and get more cash now.
Thanks, Novation Capital.
Novation Capital, an Encore Financial Services company. Call 800-463-4072. That's 800-463-4072.
Welcome back to the Computer America Show on both the Business and Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks. The toll-free number, 866-606-TALK. That'll get you on and get you through. Live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com, where our guest, Eric Bonisch-Folkman, happens to be hanging out. He's actually in Stuttgart, Germany. That's right. And it's about 4 o'clock in the morning there now, I think, where you are. Is that correct, Eric?
Actually, 5.
5 o'clock in the morning, But what day is it? What day? I think you're a day ahead. Or what day is it now where you are?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
At 5:30 in the morning. So there after this show, I will go up and get a new coffee.
Okay. Kerry, I think you had a question for Eric.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about how this works with search engines and such, but, you know, a search engine, you just go to the Internet, use it, and, you know, it's free. Now, this isn't something web-based, right? This is an actual application you install on the computer?
Yes. It's not a web service. It's actually an application you install on your computer, and that does all the work from your computer, yes.
And when I visit the website, I see is it solely designed for the Mac?
Yes. All our applications are, at the moment, completely designed only for the Mac. Yes, that's right.
Out of curiosity, why did you pick the Mac platform to do development on? Because there's so many more Windows system PCs out there. Especially in Europe, I would think, yeah.
Yes. The question, why we did that is, we started with the Mac. Then we had experiences also on the PC, but the Mac for us as a developer has a couple of advantages. It's development tools are excellent on the Mac. The OS is excellent in as far as we see it. And the other thing is the Mac community is a nice community. It's just great to produce tools for the Mac. Okay. That's it.
I suppose that an evil Windows community that's out there. Okay.
No, it's not evil. It's just the other guys.
I understand. I know where you're coming from, but
no, it's unusual to hear that from a developer because usually they're always looking at the money. And you can obviously, if you can sell 300 million of the product, or you could sell 30 million of the product, you'd want to sell to the bigger crowd. But obviously, it's more than just the money.
Yes, it sounds like it's a bit more than just the money. It's for us. It's a nice market. It's the it's just we like it. We have thought of making our applications also for Windows, but we have calculated how much time and money that would be. Maybe we will do that in the future, but not within the next year or so. There are plans, but it's not as easy as it seems to port an application to another OS.
Sure, and I know that we still haven't really covered all these apps, but since we're talking about this, you also have freeware apps as well, though, right?
Oh yes, we have a couple of freeware applications. We started with them actually, and we are still developing some freeware apps just because. Both, we like the Mac platform, and we need these applications ourselves. So we have, for example, a couple of services that link populate the services menu of macOS 10. You can do things like reformat paragraphs in any application. You can work word counting, reformatting, shifting paragraphs left and right, things like that. That's word services. So it enhances the text capabilities of almost every application. Then we have called Calc Service, which is actually a calculator. So you can throw away your calculator widget and simply calculate in any applications, even in the text field where you change the file name in the Finder. Then we have Easy Find. It's a find file application. So on a Mac, you usually use Spotlight.
Yes.
For finding files, but this doesn't search everything on your Mac. For example, not system directories, not searching files. This is what Easy Find does. It's an actual find file utility. We have Thumbs Up. It's a nice little utility for scaling images up and down. So if you need some thumbnails for your website, you can throw them all on the Thumbs Up, and we'll recalculate all these images. And we have Xmenu. Xmenu is a small menu bar extension where you can put in all files you want to access quickly.
Now, I want to get back to Devin Agent, but these are the other applications that you talked about, which are very interesting. Before we get back to the Devin Agent, though, when I saw this. I don't know what it is. Just to me, it seems like the developers over in Europe, or European developers, tend to be more Windows centric than Mac centric. It's just been my observation. So this is just very. I mean, I don't know. It just seems. What am I trying to say here?
Unique, different.
Yeah, unique, different. I mean, it's nice.
And I'm sure you're enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you almost sound like you're baffled. But on the other hand, you should be thrilled.
But because I do. I like, because I'm a big Mac aficionado, and I love the Mac.
He is.
Yes,
big time. No one bigger.
Eric, we got to take a little break here, and we will continue on. This is the Computer America Show. Please stay with us.
Just because you have a small business doesn't mean you have to limit your technology. Transform your small business into a big business with the Premio Zeus DX8E server, powered by dual-core Intel Xeon processors. You'll watch in amazement as a single server creates more power, flexibility, and reliability for your business. Choose the dual-core Intel Xeon processors in your Zeus DX80 server and experience outstanding performance. The better to run more applications, support more users, and get more done in less time. Call 800-9-PREMIO or go to www.premioinc.com. That's PREMIOINC.com. PREMIOINC.com. PREMIOINC.com.
Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Not available in all states. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance.
As a small business owner, you know there's hardly anything small about what you do. You think big, you dream big. But here's the way to tackle one of your biggest concerns: finding access to affordable health insurance. Your answer is the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-839-4638. That's 800-839-4638.
The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-839-4638. 800-839-4638. That's 800-839-4638.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? Maybe never, until now. If you owe the IRS or state at least $10,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 83% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans, just like you, have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. As a matter of fact, it's only going to get worse, unless you get help. You wouldn't go to court without a lawyer. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you've never had before to save up to 83% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 83% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. 800-950-8672. That's 800-950-8672. Call for your second chance. 800-950-8672. Do it right now.
If your business is in serious debt, commercial credit counseling can help you stay in business without borrowing and without expensive legal fees.
My business was in trouble. I considered giving up and closing my doors. I was harassed by creditors. Collection agents and lawyers were threatening me. Our cash flow was so poor I couldn't even afford to hire an attorney. Then I heard about commercial credit counseling. I was skeptical, but decided to give them a try. Well, here it is 2 years later, and the results have been amazing. They settled with my creditors, and they saved me a lot of money. Most important, they saved my business. I can't thank them enough. I encourage you, if your business is in debt, call Commercial Credit Counseling.
Vendors, credit cards, leases, they're all negotiable. If your business is in debt, know your options. For information, call 1-800-470-3939. That's 1-800-470-3939. Call now, 1-800-470-3939.
This is the Computer America Show on both the Business and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks. 866-606-TALK is the toll-free number. Live at ComputerAmerica.com, the email address, or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. All this hour, Carrie and I are talking to Eric Bonish-Folkman, who is the president of Devon Technologies. Right now we're kind of focusing on the Devon Agent product. I think this is extremely cool because so many of you go to Google and you do a search and you'll end up all these wonderful links. Although I have to say that Google is so spooky, Eric. By the way, Eric is calling us from we're speaking to him in Stuttgart, Germany. So it's a little early in the morning right there. So many times you'll click on Google and it does come up with the thing that usually what you're looking for. So many times comes up in the first five links. You know, it's amazing how they do that. They're page ranking system and how they find things that are relevant is never ceases to amaze me. But a lot of times it'll come up with things and those links will be dead, or it won't be the right thing. And where here you have an intelligent agent, if you will, doing all that pre-screening work for you. You just basically tell it what you want, and then Devon Agent not only goes to Google, but it acts as a meta search application. It searches many different search databases, and then not only finds them, gives you the list of links in a window, then it goes on and begins to refine that and checking out which ones are active, which ones are dead, and then from there tries to find out if the information on them is relevant to what it is that you're searching for. Am I correct in the summary? Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there. Did you hear what I said, Eric?
No, actually, no. I had a dead phone all the time.
Well, let me try that again. What I said was that the Devon agent acts as on your desktop as an intelligent agent. In other words, when you go to Google, it's very spooky how it finds what you're looking for. Usually within the first five links, it's very good at doing that. But what Devon Agent does above and beyond that, because those links might not be live, they might be old or dead links, which is possible. Although Google makes every effort to keep them updated, whereas with Devon Agent, you basically tell it what you want. It searches many different search engines at the same time, gives you a list of everything that it's looked for in one window. The second window, it kind of refines those. It tells you which ones are active, which ones are not. And then the artificial intelligence kicks in and then finds out if those things actually have the information that's relevant to what you're really looking for.
Exactly. Okay. So the really interesting view or window in Devon Agent is called the Digest, which gives you not the list of links, even if the list is refined by the AI and all the filters we have, but actually the Digest gives you a list of topics, which are words, the keywords extracted from the from all the results it has collected, and then you click on these links on these words, and you get a nice what we call mind map. It's a word in the center and other topics grouped around it with little blobs and lines between them, so you can see which words relate to which other words. And whatever you select there, you will get a digest, a sort of summary of all the text collected from these web pages.
Let me stop you here. Eric, let me stop you here because I lost the track of this. We're not talking about the interactive mind map that I had mentioned, okay? And that again because I didn't follow exactly what that was. Could you say that again?
Yes, or you could call it visualizer. It looks like a star picture with one word in the center and other words grouped around it. It's built up automatically by Devon Agent.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you the topic words or the keywords and their relations to other keywords.
Okay.
Like you ask for Devonian age, mm-hmm. And you will get Devonian in the center and age connected to it.
Got it.